Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
Sabbath on a Sunday. Some people do their Sabbath on a Saturday, but we're doing Sabbath on a Sunday where we're setting this day aside to worship our God. It's all about our God on today. We have all day on today. So thank you for dialing in to the Anointed NDO Kingdom Gospel Blog Talk Radio. You're now listening to the Word. This is the Word broadcasting on tonight where I'm going to come, hallelujah, just reading the Word of God. I believe that it's very important for us to know the Word of God, for us to stand and be rooted on the Word of God, because in this season, you know, as we read in church today, the enemy is creeping up in the church. These false apostles and false prophets, they're creeping up into the church. But one thing we also learned today is that God exposed that the people don't want to hear the truth. Some people don't want to hear the truth. And it's the truth that's going to set us free. They want to hear false prophecy. They want to hear things that make them feel good, but they don't want to hear anything that would save their soul. They don't want to hear anything about God. But on this broadcast, this gospel anointed by God broadcast, will be standing on the word of God. We will be crying and sparing not. We are here to save souls. We're here to let you know that there is a deliverer, and his name was Christ Jesus, that he came to deliver you from sin, that he died on the cross for you and me. He died for you, and you can be resurrected as he was resurrected. We want to be rapture ready. That's what this is about, rapture ready. We're here to fight Satan. We're here to fight the forces and the evil that is running rapid in this world. You said, I come to destroy the works of Satan. So that's what we really come to do. We come to go out and to help deliver the people. Jesus went out and he helped deliver the people from sickness and disease, and he did all of these things. He concentrated on the deliverance of the people. Satan is already a defeated foe. He's a defeated foe. And God in the Bible said, I'm going to deal with those that is wicked. And, you know, vengeance is mine. And God, you know, all you got to read the Bible, because God will tell you exactly what to do, how to do it, what to say, you know, all of these things. You won't be deceived by those that come and creep up into the church. And especially if you have a relationship with God. And the only way you can have a relationship with him, if you know his word, read his word and get understanding. But what I also learned is this, that some people are just blind, no matter how much they read the word. I am baffled that it's people that have been in church and read the word, but still is spiritually blind, walking without the filling of the Holy Ghost. And it could have been at one time they had the filling of the Holy Ghost, but then God took his spirit from them. So if God took his spirit from them, they're no longer hearing from God. They're no longer seeing spiritually as they used to. That's why that some of the greats have fallen. Some of the greats is not coming on one accord with those that God has called to the kingdom and to do a work, because God said, I've taken my spirit from them. I've also blinded them. I've taken my word from them. And so now I understand, because I did not understand. And I went to God. I said, what is this? That even the elders and the mothers and people that have been in the way a long time have fell on the wayside. Like the Bible said, he said, many will, it'll be a great falling away too. Many fell away from the church. When COVID hit, many fell away from fellowship. Many fell away from God and began to chase after their own God. They begin to chase after their own way, and no longer do they submit under the order of God, because God is a God of order. No longer do they feel that they have to fellowship with the brethren. When the Bible said, forsake not the fellowship of the brethren and the gathering of the brothers, these things we are supposed to do. We understand that we can hear from God on our own, but it's some things that God in the word called us to come together, to strengthen one another. In the Bible, it talks about when we talked about this today in church, when you see one that is weaker than you, the strong one is supposed to strengthen that one. So it's some saints that are strong, some saints that are weak. You go, you know, sometimes you're going through a tough period and you need the strength from your brothers and your sisters. You need that prayer partner. Yes, you can pray by, y'all can pray by myself. I don't need nobody but God. I don't need nobody but God. I hear you. But God said, that's a lie.
from the pits of hell. That's a lie. He called us to come together. He called us to come together. I'm telling you, the Bible talks about it. That is power in numbers. There's power in agreement. One can chase 1,000, but two can put tens of thousands to flight, saith the Lord. That if two or three come together and agree on anything according to the will of God, it shall be done in Jesus' name. Jesus sent them out in twos. Come on now. Then I'm not saying you need 1,000. I'm not saying that you need all of these people. But God said on tonight, you do need somebody. You do need somebody. And God said, I am gathering the remnant. We need who God has. See, some people that think we need them, you don't need those people. See, the people that you think you needed, God said, you don't need them. The ones that you thought that was going to be by your side, the ones that you thought that was going to work out the vision with you is not the ones that is called, God said. He said, the ones that I've called. Who has been called by God? Everybody is not called by God to work on your vision because everybody don't have your best interest in heart. Everybody is not loving you the way that you think they should love you, whether it be relatives, whether it be friends that you've known for a long time or, you know, no matter what it is. So you have to trust in God, his handpicked, who he picked, who he said, who will read the vision and run, who will have faith in what God has called you to do and understand that it takes a body. It takes the whole body, and if the head is all messed up, oh, that's a problem. See, when the head is out of whack, the whole body out of whack. Huh? There's a lot going on with the head. The head supposed to see. The head hears. The head speaks. So if the head is not in alignment with God and in alignment with the Holy Spirit and don't have the Holy Spirit, let's keep it, don't have God's Spirit, that's a problem. God is seeing in this season. So God want to fill his people with his Spirit. You have to be Holy Ghost filled. You have to be fire baptized. Hallelujah. The Bible said that he's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost in fire. I'm loving that. The Holy Ghost in fire, God want to fill you with, because without those things, Satan will defeat you and overtake you. But if you have the Spirit of God and if you're able to fight, that's why he said be armored up so that you can stand against the wiles of Satan. You know, put that breastplate on. Get that shield up. Put the helmet on. For understand that our weapons is not carnal, but mighty by God through the pulling down of strongholds. So we were spiritually made and equipped to fight this spiritual war that is at hand. That's why Jesus sent us back the Holy Ghost. This is why we need relationship and fellowship with God. This is why we must know the Word. This is called the Word on tonight. And every Sunday is called the Word. So it's very important that we know the Word, because the Word of God is our sword. That's our sword. That's our protector. When Satan come up against you and begin to talk loud and start roaring in your face and start sending threats your way, you have to remind him of the Word, and you got to say, no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper in Jesus' name, according to the Word of God, that I have power over every power of Satan, and by no means shall anything harm me. The God that I serve will build a fence all around me, a hedge of protection all around me, and this is our protection. That's our sword. that he would deliver us from all evil. He would not let our enemies overtake us. That's your sword. That is what stepped in Satan back out of your space and out of your home, and that's protecting your children and your loved ones, because your words is power. Your words have authority. Your words will chop Satan down, and you will trample Satan under your feet. He will be crushed. He's crushed even right now in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you or your family or your household shall be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. For the angel that's taking charge over you even right now in the name of Jesus, Satan, you are defeated. For why? Because the word said so. The word said so, that God prepared a place for you and the angel, and it is called hell, and you are going to hell in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to loose our children in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against our children shall be able to prosper, because the Bible said that God is able to put a hedge of protection around every one of our children, everything that we own. God said, I will put a hedge around you. I will protect you. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. God is not playing about his children in this season. He's not playing about you. He gave his only begotten son for you. He see your sacrifice. He see your dedication. He see your heart. And he also see those that is oppressing you, not only in the natural, but God said some people are being oppressed in the spirit. And the spiritual oppressor, God said, I'm going to deal with the spiritual oppressor, the one that come to oppress you, the one that have a Pharaoh-like spirit that have you in shackles and chains. God said, I'm going to deal with Pharaoh. And he's going to say, Pharaoh, let my people go. But see, the thing is this. When God said, let Pharaoh let the people go, and Pharaoh finally lets you go, and you choose not to leave from Pharaoh, the whole house going to get it. Because you have to understand that Pharaoh's whole house was touched. All of them was touched. So don't get it twisted. Because God's people is going to be protected. But he's saying in this season, if you don't take your hands off of God, people, if the wicked one do not stop coming against God-ordained church and God-ordained leaders, it's going to be a problem. But the Bible said that vengeance belongs to the Lord. God said, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to cover you. I'm going to fight the battle for you. And as a matter of fact, he said, in this season, you don't even got to speak. All you got to do is stand still. Have faith in God. Have faith in the word. Be grounded and not moved by no attack. Because, see, Satan want to move you. He want to move you out of position. He's moved so many people out of position. And once you get moved out of position, he got you. He got you. So don't move, because he can't, see, he have no access to you, not unless God first give him access to you. But you can also open up the door and say, come on in. It's people that is selling their soul to Satan every day. It's people that is worshiping Satan every day, burning candles, burning sage, making altars, false altars against people and their family, trying to do witchcraft and sending spirits to people's house. And God said, I see you. And God said, but I'm raising up a group of people that is not afraid to call it out, that is not afraid to deal with the witches and the warlocks. We're here to speak against it. We're here to destroy the works of Satan. He said, expose it in the church. He said, don't fellowship with it, but he said, rather expose these things. So spiritually, a lot of people is walking around blind to it. God said that they acting like they don't see what's really going on in the church. in the church house. And God said, it's not acceptable, because the true believer and the true one that's speaking out against it is getting attacked. But see, that we really don't care. See, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we really don't care about backlash. We really don't care about the persecution, because Peter and them got persecuted and then came out and was in the same place preaching the gospel when they was told not to preach the gospel. They were getting persecuted for what they were saying and what they was doing. Should have been afraid for his life, but he was not. Well, he was kind of. But he went. He went. He said, who do I say sent me? I am. I am sent me. So who do I say sent me? He said. All you got to do is say, I am sent me. And that's it. And I am was with him. I am, it was the one that was fighting for him, giving him instructions and telling him what to do and letting him know the power that lie within him and that it's more for him than is against him. That's what the Bible say. So we don't have to be afraid. See, some of us walking in fear because it looked like Satan is winning. Satan ain't winning. Satan is a defeated foe. Just because he's fighting you don't mean he's winning. Just because he's trying to destroy you don't mean he's winning. No, don't let him win. Don't let him overtake you. That's why we have to know our word. In our word. Or he'll put a spirit of fear on you to make it seem like you defeated, and you ain't defeated. You'll feel defeated because nobody, supports you or nobody likes you. That's not defeat. That's not defeat. It's not defeat because somebody's talking about you. It's not defeat because people don't like you. It's that those things is not defeat. Because you have to struggle, that's not defeat. We are not defeated. The Bible said he's not going to allow Satan to overtake you. So just because we're going through some things and some troubles and some trials and some tribulations, guess what? We are survivors. We're still here. Some things that happened in our life would have took the average person out. They couldn't even walk in your shoes. God was walking with you. God brought you through. And that's what people need to allow God to bring you through. Give your life to God, because he is the only one that is going to empower you to stand on your feet and to fight like never before, because you will be out of your mind. In these days and times and what's going on in this world, people is walking around here out of their mind. But God said, I want to give you a sound mind. People are walking around here stressed out and on drugs, on, walking around in depression and all these things and have no peace, cannot find no peace. But at least when these things try to come our way, suicidal thoughts and the enemy come and temptation come, God give us a way of an escape. He want to give you a way of an escape. He don't want you to get caught in the web, because right now it's a web going on. It's a web going on. It's normal for people to do certain things. And I know y'all may be tired of hearing about it, but we're not going to stop talking about y'all with the sage and the candles and going to the witch doctor, because I'm tired of hearing about it. It's not going away. I'm tired of hearing how the Christian and the one that trusts in Jesus is going to the witch doctor. And you're a Christian, but you're burning sage. God said, no. We're not going to stop talking about it, because you're opening up portals. You're opening up to demonic. to demonic things. You're fellowshipping with people that play with Ouija boards and pray to the spirits and all of this, and now you're wondering why you're being tormented. You're wondering why things is going crazy and chaotic in your life. And some people is just in a spiritual warfare. And also that spiritual warfare is being caused by witches and warlocks, but God is allowing you to be alert and to stand on your feet and not be overtaken by the demonic forces that is coming your way, because witches are assigned to you. Especially if you are a believer and if you're walking in this truth and you are not blind to the spiritual world and what is going on, because the Bible says that it's about what we don't see. That's the important thing. It's not about what we see, but he said you better worry about what you don't see. This is what God is saying, and we have to have a relationship with him. And sometimes God's word seems as though it can be very harsh. No, he's very stern, because he wants you to turn. You didn't see, the Bible said you don't want to hear this type of teaching. You don't want to hear this type of gospel. The Bible said you have itchy ears. You want to hear something that's smoothing. No, tell me something that's smoothing, something that make me feel good. But the Bible talks about this. But God said, I wanna save your soul, though. I have to tell you the truth, though. I'm not telling you these things to hurt you or to scare you or any. I'm telling these things to inform you that you may not be ignorant of Satan devices. That is it. We need, it's too close to the end of time for us as prophets to be playing with any of these souls out here, because Christ Jesus is on his way back. We're not going to be distracted by the things of this world and people talking about us and not liking us. Who cares? That's a little thing. Those are little distractions when we begin to put our mind on any of them little things. Let them fight with the wind. Let them fight with the air. But we're going to deal with these spirits that's coming to destroy our family. We're going to deal with the witches and the warlocks that is coming against God's church and the destiny over your life. We're going to deal with them demons that are enlarged inside of your body. That's what we're going to deal with. We're coming after Satan and anything that's not like God, and we're calling down the fire of God. Right now, we're coming against idolatry in this land, serving other gods. We're coming against that. We're making you aware of these things, because these such things will cause you to bust hell wide open. But God wants you to be heaven bound. We're not to talk to other spirits. The only spirit you better be talking to is God. The only spirit you better be talking to is the Holy Ghost. That's the only thing you better be listening to, because the Bible said that we know his voice, and a strange voice we shall not follow. So why are you following a strange voice? You know that voice not the voice of God. Your auntie and your ancestors, and that's not God. That's not God. So right now, all hell has broke loose in this world, because it's acceptable now to do things that is against God spiritually. Burning incense, burning candles for protection. Where is that written at, that burning a candle is going to protect us? Burning sage is going to protect us. Nowhere in the Bible that it said. I didn't read no scriptures yet. We're going to get to some scriptures. Even though, you know, all up in the word. We thank God on tonight. He's an awesome God. He just wants us to have relationship with him. said he wants us to have relationship with him, not relationship with Satan, not doing the things of this world. He wants us to be kingdom ready. He don't want us to do what the world is doing. He don't want us to do what the scribes and the Pharisees was doing. He wants to follow Jesus. What was Jesus doing? What did Jesus teach his disciples? What was he teaching them? And he didn't send them out until they was equipped with what? The Holy Ghost. Equipped with the fire. Let's read some scriptures. Okay, we on John 17 and 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So it's important for us to know the Savior. That's what this is all about. Look, if we don't know Christ Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, we're going to miss it right there. That's the only way to the Father. That's the only way. There is no other way. Oh, you know, you think your way is the only way? Well, I do, because the Bible says so. Not because man told me, because I read it and the Bible said it time and time again, all over the Word. John 6:44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Romans 8:7-10. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. And that's something. He said, because the mind is carnal. And because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. And if Christ is in him, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So you have to have God's Spirit within you. If you don't have God's Spirit in you, then you're not of his. So you have to have the dwelling of the Holy Ghost. And if you don't, you will be lawless. You will be in your flesh. We have to, the renewness is having God's Spirit. So it's not good just to be, oh, I'm saved. But when you have God's Spirit in you, you're gonna produce the fruits of the Spirit. You're gonna produce those fruits. I don't know, you know, maybe it take a little time, you know, for the fruits to produce and grow to its full, you know, ripeness, or however you want to put it, you know, in your mind to, you know, draw a picture. But we have to produce these fruits, period. God is looking for that, producing the fruits. Matthew 6:31-34. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we seeking and we're chasing other things. But God said, if you just seek me, if you chase me, add all these things unto you. Hebrews 11:5-6. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, he said that, you know, he said he pleased God. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. He said, you got to have faith to believe that he is. And he said, those that diligently seek him. 1 John 2:15-17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, that lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. All is going to pass away. He said, don't be lovers of this world. Do not love this world. So many of us is chasing and loving the things of this world. We're chasing, you know, our careers. We're chasing, you know, houses and cars and prosperities and all of this. Everything but God. He said, put me first. He just said, those that diligently seek. He said, put me first. He said, it is impossible to please him. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. He said, then separate yourself. It has to be a separation. It has to be a separation. And that's a lot. That's a big problem for a lot of us, because we've been so attached. We're so attached. But once you got the Holy Ghost, that separation is going to come. I promise you, once you're filled with the Holy Ghost, the separation is going to come in your life. You're going to be separated from a lot of people. I promise you. Just like Christ, when he got filled with the Holy Ghost, he went into a place of isolation. He was in the wilderness for 40 days. 40 nights fasting and praying and seeking God. That's how it is. That's how the Holy Ghost would drive you. It would take you into a place where, oh, my God, you just seem like it's you and God on that mountain talking and in a place of isolation. Nobody understood. Nobody understood when Moses was gone on that mountaintop for 40 days. Nobody understood. They thought Moses abandoned him. He was just in another place. He was in another place with God. He was in the spirit. He was with God. He seen God. He was talking to God. He was talking. They was there on the mountaintop. So that's how this. When you're filled with God's spirit and you're in his presence, you ever been in his presence and you just don't want to move, you just want to just stay there, you just want that feeling to last forever, the comfort, the peace that it brings. Revelation 3:18-20. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye shells, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. So he said, look, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dine with him, and him with me. This is what we want. He is standing at the door knocking. He's standing. But he said, if you hear, anyone that hears, do you hear him knocking? Open up the door. He's calling you. He's calling you out. He said, many are called, few were chosen. But he's calling you. He's calling you out. Isaiah 66 and 2. For all these things my hand has made, and all these things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and contrary of spirit. So God, he's with you. He is with you. He don't want you to think that, you know, you're lowly in spirit and, you know, you're going through and that you've been forsaken. He said, I'm with you. I'm with you. Hebrews 3 and 12, he said, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in the departing from the living God, but exalt one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So he said, look, beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. See, many have departed from the living God. It's only one true and living God. A lot of us is serving other gods. We're serving other gods. It could be as little as your job that you're working on. You don't want to idolize your job. You don't want to idolize, you know, your children. You don't want to, nothing that you do, you have to be very careful. It's a thin line. It's a thin line. I believe that the job that I'm on right now is also part of what God destined for me to be, but I cannot be so in love with my job that when God say, okay, well, it's time for you to do this, like, you know, full-time ministry type thing, and this is what I'm calling you to. You know, some people just can't detach. They get so, they don't know when God is about to move them or to elevate them into something, that, you know, because they're so in love and they got so attached to something. God said, no, he don't want you to be so attached to nothing but him. We're called to forsake. We're called to give up. We're called to sacrifice, just as Jesus had to. Revelation 3, so then, because you were lukewarm and never cold nor hot, I would vomit you out of my mouth. Wow. We don't want to be lukewarm. He said, you're neither cold nor hot. He said, because you were lukewarm and neither cold nor hot. You just don't know. That sounds like a state of confusion. So we trust in the Lord. Psalms 34, 8 to 14. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. I'm not going to turn my page. For hunger. For those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name, they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. This is the God that we serve talking to us on tonight. Meditate on him. Put your mind on him. We ain't meditating on nothing else but God. Stop doing that yoga. Meditating on this. Meditate on the things of God, things that are right and the things that are just. John 14, 17, and 18. The spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither see him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Who's encouraged by that? He said, I will never leave you. He said, I'm in you. He said, because it is neither. He said, let me just read it again. Powerful scripture. The spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, the world can't receive this truth. He said, the world can't even receive it because it neither sees him nor knows him. That's deep, right? But we're expecting for the world to understand us. We're expecting for the world to rock with us. When the Bible say, but they can't. They can't see him. They don't know him. They don't. He's not dwelling in them. He's dwelling in you, though. He's rocking in you, but the world don't know. They don't see God for who he is. They don't know nothing about his spirit. They don't have God's spirit dwelling within them. But you have God's spirit dwelling within you. So you be led by the spirit. See, the spirit of truth shall set us free. That's why we got to be a light in the dark world. That's why we got to be ministers. That's why we got to preach this gospel. That's why we got to speak the truth. That's why we got to teach what is right, the unadulterated word of God, God's word in its fullness. Okay, Romans 5 and 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Come on. God's word. Philippians 3 and 7. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. You're going to lose some things for Christ's sake. But the reward is great. The reward is great. He want relationship. I'm reading this to you tonight because these scriptures should bring us closer to relationship and wanting relationship with Christ. Galatians 3 and 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you die, he said, for you die and your life is hidden. He said, set your mind on things that's above and not things on earth. So they can keep your mind on God, not on the things of this world. Luke 11 and 11 to 13. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Or if then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to the children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to those who ask him? So he's saying, look, even the wicked do good to their kids and the ones that they love. So what did you think your Heavenly Father, if you asking your Father for something good, why would he give you something that would bring harm to you? He said, look, I will freely give you this Holy Ghost if you just ask. If you really want it and do what you need to do to get it, you can't be filled with the Holy Ghost and we need deliverance and we need, you know, we got demons in. That's not, demons and the Holy Ghost is not going to dwell together. It won't dwell together. So you have to be willing to give up demons and these unclean spirits to be filled with the power of God. You just do. You can't be filled with sin and have a sinful life and believe that God is going to put his spirit in you. No, but because once God's spirit is in you, you're going to produce godly things. You're going to produce righteousness. You're going to produce holiness. Things is going to begin to happen. When you have God's spirit dwelling within you, all hell going to come against you. All hell going to come against your household and your children and all that shut your mouth and to sit you down. Period. And then all hell, and then if you're playing with God too, playing church, yeah, all hell will loose on you too because now the Satan knows, oh, they playing. Oh, they playing. And we open up doors to the demonic and don't even realize it. That's why it's dangerous to play with God because then we're opening up doors to the demonic. We're giving Satan legal access into our life. Illegal access. And you got a calling on your life. You got a promise over your life. But as soon as Satan sees the little crack and a little sliver, he's coming on in. He's slivering on in. But we bind him up. We crush his head on tonight. Satan, you got to go. You got to go. You got to lose our children, you got to loose our families in the name of Jesus. You can't have my mind no more. You got to tell Satan, get out of my mind. Get out of my life. Get out of my situation in Jesus' name. I decree and I declare I'm going to be everything that God called me to be. I'm going to do everything that God told me to do. I'm going to say what he tell me to say, all of that. God, what do you want me to do? Your prayer should be, Lord, order my footsteps. Lord, order my footsteps. What's next? Seek God. Seek his face in this season. Don't be deceived by Satan. Don't listen to his voice. Don't listen to the strange voice. Because don't you know that unclean spirits, they have a voice. They will speak. They will show up as thoughts in your mind. You are thinking that, oh, that's just you thinking and these thoughts coming. No, that's Satan speaking to you. And just like God, he'll show up too. And you think, oh, it's just you. Oh, no, you know, something said do this. And no, God said that. God said that, but we won't listen to his voice. Listen to the Bible when he was calling certain Samuel. God is calling some of us by our name. God is speaking, and we don't know the voice. Samuel did not know the voice of God when God was calling his name. He had to go to his uncle, and he was like, no, that's God. And it took his uncle a minute to realize, because he was like, look, no, I ain't call you. Samuel came back again. Did you call me? No, I didn't call. Oh, that's God, boy. Go and say, yes, God, I hear you. But what is it? See, that's what some of us need to do. Okay, God, I hear you. Lord, I hear you because he's calling. He said, I'm knocking at the door. I'm calling you. He said, those that hear, open up the door. I'm a come in. He want to come and live in you. He want to come and dwell inside of you. He want to turn your whole world upside down. That's what he want to do. He said, I want to dwell with you. I never want to leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you. But you got to hear. You got to hear the knocking. You got to allow me in, into your heart, into your life. You got to receive. He said, you got to choose this day who you going to serve. He said, now I draw all men to thee, but they have to make a decision. They got to make a decision to stay in the stand, because we've got to remember in the Bible that when Jesus was preaching, he drew a lot of men. He drew a lot of people, a lot of followers. But in the one day, he lost 3,000 followers. He lost a lot of people from his preaching. So as much as people that followed him, just as much as people that he fell off and said, I can't do this because this way is too hard. They turned, the Bible said they turned away in sorrow. When they asked Jesus, what must I do? He said, you got to forsake everything. You got to go sell all your, give all your stuff to the poor. You got to do this, you got to do that. And they were like, oh, no, I can't do that. It's time that Jesus spoke and they wanted to stone Jesus. One minute they were loving him, chasing him, wanted them, him to be king. Oh, but when he started coming against some things that they, you know, they didn't want to give up. They started talking about him, talking about he casting out devils with devils, calling him witches and calling him warlocks and all of these things because he is speaking what the Father told him to speak. I'm telling you on tonight, God want, he want relationship. Why he want, he's, 'cause Christ is coming back soon and it's going to take relationship. If we don't have relationship with him, we will not enter in. He said, look, it also says this in the Bible, that we're going to come before him during judgment, and he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. And you're going to say, see, I never knew you, mean I had no relationship with you. But you're going to say to him, I did have relationship with you. I'm casting out devils in your name and healing the sick. I'm doing all of this. What do you mean? We don't have relationship. He said, I never knew you. I never knew you. So it's important that we have relationship, because the Bible lets us know that that's what it's going to take to also get into heaven, to get into the kingdom, to have relationship. He has to know you. And how he do he know you? Because he dwell within you. So if in the Bible, in the scripture, they just said, look, if you allow me to come in, I'm going to dwell in you, and you're going to abide in me. Relationship with God. It's going to take that to know God. You have to have relationship. You have to have fellowship with someone to understand really who they are. And you don't want to be at judgment. And God said, I never knew you, because we never had a relationship. God said, I'm knocking at the door so that we can have a relationship. I'm knocking at the door so I can come in and eat and dine with you, and you, we eat together. God said, I'm knocking at the door that we may have these conversations. I want you to know me like I know you. This is what God is saying. Relationship before it's too late. Because time is running out, my brother. Time is running out, my sister. Time for us to turn back to the ways of God. It is time for us to talk to God about instruction and direction. And it's time for us to humble ourselves. It's time for us to bring a separation between us and the world and walk at all times in the Spirit. We're just too carnal. We've been carnal-minded. We just been, our flesh has been stronger than our spiritual man. No, your spiritual life, and it has to be strengthened through Christ Jesus. We're trying to strengthen, and you know, our spiritual life, thing else. But God said, I want to strengthen you. I want to do it for you because I called you. I called you, and I'm not telling you these things to make you feel bad or to not. No, you know how you sit down and you talk to your kids, and you've got to tell them the truth. You're not telling them to cut them down to make them feel bad, but you're telling them that they may get stronger, or they may grow, and they may see that you're opening up their eyes. Like, look, I'm telling you, I see. I've been there. I've done that. Listen, because you may not be able to see it right now, but in due time, I promise you, this is what it's going to be. So God is begging you on tonight to hearken to the voice of God and not to the voice of man, but the voice of God. He said, you will know my voice, and a strange voice you will not follow. We're just God's mouthpiece. And as we're speaking the word of God, it has to line up with what God is saying. He said, if anybody come before you teaching anything else, do not receive that word from that man. So if any preacher is preaching anything contrary to the word of God, you better run. But if what I'm saying is in the word of God and you run this tape back, this broadcast back, and you can find every word that I'm saying in the word of God, take heed to it. But if you run it back and you don't find these words in the word of God, let me know. Let me know. But I can guarantee you that the word that's coming out of our mouth is in the word of God. And you take heed to what God is saying, because he wished that none of us be lost. He don't want none of us to perish. None of us. So he said he is the spirit of truth. He is the God of truth, and the truth shall set us free. This is not nothing spooky. This is real. Yeah, that ain't spooky. You're like, oh, yeah, you know, that's spooky stuff. No, that witchcraft and stuff you're doing, you should be, that's spooky. Huh, that's spooky, but nobody afraid of it. No Christian, but you should be scared of that. Messing and dancing with the devil, that's death. But Christ Jesus and God is life. You see, you rather dance with the devil or dance with God. Stop dancing and playing with the devil, God said, and choose this day. He said, he don't want you to be lukewarm. He said, you're not hot or cold. I don't know what to call you. Lukewarm. Who like lukewarm water? Yeah, like spit it out your mouth. Nobody want no lukewarm water, no lukewarm juice. You know, I don't want nothing lukewarm. Either it's going to be hot or it's going to be cold. I don't want nothing lukewarm. Do you want something lukewarm? That's what God is saying. He don't want a lukewarm relationship. He want a solid relationship. That's what God is saying. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson. I thank everybody that's listening on tonight. I hope you've been blessed by the word. Always go back, write it down. No matter, I say this all the time. Write it down. Go and check it out in the word for yourself. Decipher the word for yourself. Dissect the word for yourself. And if you ever have any questions, let me know. Let me know. I'm going to open up, you know, eventually the broadcast, you know, for questions. Anybody have any questions, you can always inbox me. You know, a lot of you guys on my Facebook page, inbox me. You know, if you, certain topics that you may want to talk about, or, you know, you may have some questions about something, let me know. We can definitely get in the word. We that's where our answers lie. To every question that you have, I promise you, God have an answer for that. And I know, you know, some of them he ain't going to answer all your questions, but he's going to give you understanding. Something just not of our business. And he said, I'm going to tell you in parts. I can't be a false teacher in him like he's going to answer all your questions, because he ain't going to answer all your questions. Okay, he ain't gonna do everything that you say. That he's God. You don't tell God anything. He tell you. He made the plan. We gotta be very, very careful when, you know, we feel that God is just gonna reveal everything to us and tell us everything. There's some debates people having with the word, you know, going back and forth because they're trying to figure certain things out that we won't know till the end. And then it's not gonna take either one of us to heaven or hell, you know, because we don't know, you know, certain particular things. But the main thing we better know, and we need to accept Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We better know that book. We're worrying about the lost books, and I heard somebody say this. They said, you're worrying about the lost books, and you don't even know the 66 the books that's there. You don't even know the books that wasn't lost. So let's know the books that God have reserved for you to know, because his word is life. His word is life. Debate his word. His word is instruction. It empower us. So stop worrying about stuff that you don't know and that God have not revealed to you yet. God said, I will reveal my secrets. I will reveal my mysteries. So he will reveal what he wants you to know. Stop thinking that you got to know it all and you do know it all. The Bible said the man that thinks he know it all knows nothing. Knows nothing. I only know what God revealed to me. I only know what I read in the word of God. And I study to show myself approved. But it may be some things I just may not know, and we will not know until the end of time. Then the Bible says, then he's going to reveal all things. Then we're going to know if he knows. That's what the Bible says. So stop stressing yourself out. Stop stressing yourself out about certain things and get to know God. Have a relationship with him because he want one with you. He told me to tell you he knocking at the door. Will you hear? Will you allow him in? Will you open up the door? This is what he's saying, because Christ Jesus is on his way back. We don't know the time or the hour. We don't know the time or the hour. Again, this is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. Thank you for listening to the word on tonight. You know, meet us back here on Wednesday night for our Wednesday night Bible study and then our Friday night intercessory prayer. And Pastor Todd Quasia, Kingdom Talk comes on at 7:30 prior to my show, my broadcast, The Word. God bless everyone. And just, you know, stay encouraged, be encouraged, get in your word, know God for you. And, you know, just choose this day. Choose this day who you're going to serve. God bless and good night.